And welcome back to an abundance of not October 7th edition 2015. I'm your host, Garrett, joined this week by Wade and Brad.
Hello.
Hello.
As per typical, but not standard.
What?
There is no standard.
Typically joined by both of you. It's not necessarily standard that both of you are present.
Okay, sure.
Speaking of presents,
we go. Yes.
It was my birthday on Sunday.
Happy birthday.
What'd you get me?
I got you a car.
A big steaming pile of nothing.
I love steaming piles of nothing.
You got DDoxed.
We gave you a virus. Woohoo! Yeah, no, I turned old on 30, so now I'm part of the club.
Welcome.
I turned old on 30. That's what Brilliant. I said. That's not what yes. I meant to say, but that's what came out of my
His
mouth.
His English is still very good.
Still English good.
It's all right. The dementia's starting to
It's come starting earlier and earlier.
Why do you think they say 30 is the new 20? Because you can't remember 60. Anything.
30 is the new 60, where your mind is gone before you had it.
It's all that liquor.
Yes, it is.
Did you do anything fun?
Well, we went and saw The Martian on Saturday and out to dinner and all that kind of fun family stuff. We also tried to go to a new theater and that didn't work. We'll talk about that later. And then Sunday night, I met up with some friends for drinks and pool and just hanging out.
Libations.
And then Monday, I met up with a couple of them again at a restaurant we like to frequent because I might have put the bug in their ear on Sunday night. So,
wow, socialite.
Well, you know, let's just, it's birthday, the only day where you can feel it can be all about you and not be a complete narcissist.
Oh.
Yeah. See how that works?
Yeah, I missed a social cue somewhere.
Oh, okay. You're just always think it's about you. I get it.
Pretty much.
We know. We've been there.
I know, man.
For a couple of years. Yeah, it's been a couple of years now since we've dealt with your narcissism. So how about you? How was your weekend?
Oh, my weekend. I actually got called out to work.
Aww.
Yeah. One of our accounts that is now close by, our new location, kind of made me curse moving, had an issue. We had another engineer out here on site, but he needed a hand. So I got a phone call to resume my previous duties of installation and go give him a hand. So I did. We got it tied up and paperwork signed, and we got out of there by... just after lunchtime.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, it's not bad, but it kind of, you know, screws dampens up the beginning the of your weekend.
Yeah, it hinders plans, that's for sure.
Yeah. I attempted to get a iPhone 6S Plus.
You moron. I mean bandwagon follower.
Absolute bandwagon follower.
Just fanboy.
Stop the bandwagon. I want to get on.
Make it stop. I'm not on yet.
Yeah. So, keyword there is attempted.
Yeah, what happened with that?
So, I went to the Apple Store, which was an adventure in itself.
What, is finally, it not local or well, is it just slammed?
There's, what's that?
Was it not local or just slammed?
It's just really busy right now. There's about 5 local stores, but by local, we're talking Greater Atlanta area, which means they're anywhere from an hour to 2 hours away.
Okay.
And that's still local.
Sure. Air quotes local.
Yes. But they're very busy. The phones are still on back order. They're fulfilling demands as they can, but they have an online reservation system. So I've been pinging that regularly, looking for the specific model and size that I want. So one finally came available. So I put a hold on it, reserved it, and took a drive out there. And there was an issue. I specifically went to the Apple Store, not to Verizon, because I want to do their Apple's upgrade plan.
The pay monthly and always get the new phone?
Correct.
Okay.
And the advantage of doing it directly through Apple is I'm not tied to a carrier. If Verizon ticks me off, then I cancel my Verizon and I take my same phone to AT&T and I say, serve me.
Yeah.
And they say, no, you serve me. Anyway.
Yeah, about that.
let me finish mine and then
well,
you can...
Well, I'm just going to say, we'll talk about mine in a minute, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They say, sign your soul over. And, yeah, much. Anyway. So, there was an issue with our account, unfortunately, what with buying a new house and having multiple addresses and the carrier not sure exactly which address was ours. And when I tried to purchase the phone, it locked out on a fraud attempt.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. So, I did not get my new phone. Verizon very courteously called me after I had left the store and said, you know, we're being helpful here. We've locked your account out because somebody tried to buy a phone. And I went, no, stupid. That was me. I was trying to buy a new phone. Oh.
Oops.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the way with the back orders and everything, when I could not buy the phone, that released my reservation and somebody else did. So,
not to mention looking like an idiot or feeling like an idiot when you're standing there not able to proceed.
Feeling like a complete idiot, yeah. So I'm browsing the site, keeping an eye out for that size and color again, but so far nothing.
So which one are you looking at?
I want the 64 gig, which is the middle storage size.
Yep.
Space gray 6S Plus, the big one.
Okay, got it.
Yep. So.
Yeah, I'll get to my issues with AT&T in our news segment because I feel it might be more applicable to that, a little more long-winded than the shenanigans section for the show.
Okay.
So we'll push that out to there. I did talk to them twice this weekend, so that's a thing. we did get a new couch this weekend, though. It's something that we had pre-ordered. It came in a couple of weeks ahead of schedule. It's
oh,
here.
You shouldn't have.
I know, but I did, and I love it.
You got me a new sofa for your birthday.
I did. You're welcome for the next time you're here in a month or whatever.
Now I've got to schedule a trip out there so I can try it out.
That's right. Don't tell your other counterparts, though. I don't want to deal with them.
And that's on record now, and that's being put out publicly. Good job.
That's right.
I don't care. That's why I didn't use names.
That's right.
All of a sudden, yeah, I need 600 feet of cable.
No. Wade, your weekend was not uneventful. Do
yep.
Tell the world.
Last Sunday, I went up to the Gamergate meetup in L.A. It was really nice to kind of sit down with people of like-minded thought. And
in other words, not us.
Yeah. And see some of the people that I have, looked up to. I didn't want to say idolized. So
been infatuated with?
No.
Got a crush on?
Well, I think you had a crush after he left.
Two of them, yes. One, because she is a former porn star.
We call those mattress actresses.
Got a rack with a back to match, I have to say.
Okay.
But
this
anywho,
is PG, so keep...
Oh, too bad. So Lauren Southern was there, and Mercedes Carrera, Milo Yiannopoulos, and Alan Bacardi. Which, by the way, girls, if you're listening, hello, I got them to subscribe to the podcast. On Twitter. So, yay. It was really fun. I got pictures with all of them, and you can see that up on my Twitter. Recently, got a secondhand Fitbit from the mother, and was wearing that as I was walking around LA, and decided, you know, hey, let's get lost and put 25,000 steps in.
Nice.
For that. Fun walk. But yeah, if there's another one I will definitely go to it. And I recommend, if you do like games and are a stickler for ethics in game journalism, go.
There you go. Yeah, so, he managed to use half of our data on our data plan, too, so that's a thing.
All in one day?
I'm sure it was a major component of it. We have 19 days left in our billing cycle, and I'm getting messages like 75% of your data has been used. And I'm like, what?
I hate those messages.
I may have gotten a bit lost. I'm like, okay, where am I now? Okay, next. Okay, I'm on a minute away. Now just another minute. Check again.
You know what? I don't buy it. It's more than just maps, man.
Uh-huh.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, he did meet a former porn star, so he was just doing research.
Actually, yeah. Contrary to belief, it's actually most of those people know each other. Or it's a very
porn
tight
stars?
Community.
I'm sure
yeah.
they do.
Well, I mean, it's not like you're meeting you're meeting Joe Jablonski for the video. It's, you know the person through, several interactions. Yeah.
Nice.
All I'm saying is your data didn't get used by the maps.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say.
All we're
anyway.
Saying. Moving on. Anything else on your end that was worth discussing?
No, don't think so.
Okay.
Stuff of the Martian, but that's later.
Yeah, well, that's going to be about right now as we jump into movies. So we've got three really to talk about this week, although one of them's a repeat from last week, which is kind of strange. Again, I'm guessing it was a limited release last week and a full release this week. But number one this week is Pan with Hugh Jackman and many much others. Sadly, only rated at 36%. The story of an orphan boy taken to Neverland and becoming a hero. Levy Miller, Amanda Seyfried.
That's the
I didn't
story?
Know she was in
really?
It. Yeah, something like that. Rooney Mara. She was. It was just a movie we saw with her in it. I forget what that was.
Why don't you click her name and find out?
No, I know who. I remember seeing her in something. But I forget what it was.
She was in.
She was in her and a few other things. She was just in something. Very.
She was the.
Oh, she was in Nightmare on Elm Street. That's who it was. The new one. The recent one with...
Recently.
We saw that
by
recently?
By recently, you mean 5 years ago.
No, it was on TV at work because, it's October now. But the synopsis...
It was not released recently. You've seen it.
So I was going to say her was the most recently I've seen her in.
Yep.
Yeah. From a release. No, but I recently saw her in that. But the synopsis is pretty short and sweet. The story of an orphan who is spirited away to a magical Neverland. There he finds both fun and dangers and ultimately discovers his destiny to become the hero who will be forever known as Peter Pan. Rated PG, obviously. It's got, again, Rooney Mara, Garrett Hedlund, who, if that name doesn't ring a bell, he was in Tron. Brad doesn't know that. He was also in Troy with Brad Pitt playing his nephew in that. Again, 36-37%. I mean, it's kind of a downer, but I got the kid this weekend, so it may be something we go see. Number two this week, this is the repeat from last week, but it's The Walk with Joseph Gordon-Levitt about the tightrope walk between the World Trade Centers. Also in this is Ben Kingsley from a big name standpoint. And that's at 87%. So if that interests you, by all means. And lastly, coming out this week, and I'm not sure if this is going to be another limited release or not, but it is the new Steve Jobs movie with Michael Fassbender. This is getting a little bit of scrutiny from Apple or current Apple executives. But also in this movie, we've got Seth Rogen, Kate Winslet, and Jeff Daniels.
This is going to be a limited release. It's going to be New York and LA only with the nationwide release for 10/23.
There we go. So if you're in the big Apple or City of Angels, you can, get an early glimpse potentially. This is rated R, I'm sure, for language and whatnot. So be mindful there. In the box office, we have The Martian. Pulls in $54.3 million. Hotel Transylvania 2 pulls in 33.2. Sicario pulls in 12.1. And The Intern at 11.7. Okay. That's the dirty business out of the way. Now the fun stuff. Wade, fire at will. The Martian. Spoil everything, because Brad's going to go see it this week.
Stuff happened. Done.
No! Dude.
Not again. Not cool. I hate when stuff happens.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, actually, it was a really good movie, and I feel somewhat better for Kate Mara. I spoke about her, I think, in the last podcast, that she's usually finds herself in not too good movies, but this one was, I say, pretty decent.
Yeah, I mean, it's currently at 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. I think it's gone up. Again, it is Jessica Chastain, Kristen Wiig, or Wieg, depending on how you want to pronounce it. Jeff Daniels and Kate Mara are the big, big names, alongside Matt Damon, of course. Director Ridley Scott, so that's obviously never or very rarely a bad thing.
That usually helps.
They did push the envelope with a PG-13 rating. There is some language that some people might find not awesome for their 9-year-old. Mine was exposed to it.
That's why it's PG-13.
Yes. They dropped the F-bomb to the limit that they can in a PG-13 movie.
Which is one.
I think they got away with two, actually.
Two or three.
Okay.
Two that were auditory. And then they danced around the rest. They had one where you could read his lips. Then they had texting where it was censored. And when they were talking to other people, they expressed that, well, he told them that they could go have sex with themselves. So a lot of implications going on with that. But they only, again, verbalized it audibly. Audibly? Sure. That's a word. Twice.
Audibly?
But, no, very, very good movie. And for a serious movie, there were some very comedic one-liners. Because a fair amount of the movie is him talking into his data logs, expressing what he's having to go through and his feelings at the moment. So there's some pretty funny lines in the movie there.
For those who may concern, take care of this rover.
Hearing people talk about the movie after reading the book... Obviously, like anything, there's so much they had to cut out of the book in order to make this a, you know, moderate movie length.
Sure.
I mean, it could have been, you know, I mean, it's already a 2-hour-and-15-minute movie. It could have gone the way of Lord of the Rings if they wanted it to, but I think they were really mindful of the audience attention span. But yeah, I mean, they That was really, really well done. The costuming was great.
You're not going to record an entire book.
No. Well, I mean, one set of movies did three movies over a book. So
two sets of movies did
three set movies over two books. So.
And they still cut out.
And they still cut out a lot. Yeah. But, yeah, it's really, really well done. I think the movie didn't go into as much of Earth's rallying around his cause as the book does. But it definitely worth seeing if you were a science fiction fan, but also a science fiction rooted in reality. You know, this is not a fantasy sci-fi. It's a realistic sci-fi. So.
In an interview with the author... he said he took, and I forget the exact place, he took liberty with one, I think it was one or two things that happened, but everything else is exactly as it would have been.
The potatoes.
The ketchup.
No, I think that was one of the realistic ones.
All you need to know is the ketchup. I will say, however, this is the longest duct tape commercial I've ever seen.
It is. It's amazing what he did with duct tape.
It's a mix between the longest duct tape commercial and the longest action camera commercial. Because on the spacesuits, they have what look like Sony action cameras off the helmet. And then they use a GoPro through a lot of it, whether it's over the shoulder or mounted in the buggy or whatever. And kind of a creative cinematography deal they did was they would cut and use actually some of that footage to maybe make you feel more connected to the area. I also heard that when they did some of the filming, when he was indoors, they had a certain frame rate versus going out into the Martian terrain to just kind of at a subconscious level make you feel a little bit different about the surroundings that he is in.
Clever use of cinematography.
Yeah.
Wait, this is set on Mars?
Well, you know, Martian, spoiler. Kind of, really, no, shut up. But I didn't really catch that much, but hearing people in the industry talk about it, I'd be interested to see if, now that I know, would I be able to see it.
Did you know that someone wrote a book about this that spoils everything of the movie?
Everything.
Jerk.
Yeah. It might be actually, it is an audiobook, so I'm going to go ahead and send that to you, and you can have a really crappy time.
Make it, like, forced open, and he has to, like, shut down his computer to make it stop.
You know, I hate it when somebody takes a movie and writes a book out of it and doesn't stay true to the movie and puts a whole bunch of extra stuff in.
And then they lie about the date that the book was published, saying it came out before.
It came out first.
It's ridiculous.
And TV series. I hate it when they do it, too.
There's no respect there. None. No. Martian, very, very good. Go see it. It's fantastic.
10 out of 10.
Definitely.
Wow.
There wasn't really anything to complain about in this movie. It had serious, had tension, drama, the whole crowd in the theater busted a gut laughing at a few different spots. So, I mean, it's got a fair amount of everything. Okay.
Alrighty then.
And with that, the news.
Well, it's an exciting week in news. Actually, it's going to be a depressing week. So, hold on.
Holding.
And
the October have a drink. Fall is here.
Oh, I can have a drink?
Yeah, I'll hold be on right to your back. Drink, because you're going to need it.
Oh. Beat you to that, sorry.
Wade's drinking.
So, our first depressing article this week is a public service announcement to all users of any Android device anywhere.
That's just what Apple users say.
This actually does highlight one of my pet peeves about Android, as far as trying to get this problem fixed. But first, the problem. So, several months ago, there was a vulnerability found called Stage Fright, which dealt with a bug in the text message handling, where somebody could send you a specifically malformed text message that would take over your phone.
Oh, nice.
Or allow them to take over your phone. So that has been patched-ish. This latest one, they estimate affects 1 billion. That's billion with a B. Take a drink.
Take a drink.
1 billion Android users. And this is with the MP3 and MP4 handling of Android. Now, this dates back from the beginning of Android right up until the current versions, 5.0 and above. Every version is affected, where a specifically malformed MP3 or MP4 file, so music or video, can be used to do the same thing. Now, where this becomes a even bigger issue is when you think of the way that social networks are going, where they autoplay. You know, somebody posts a video to their feed and it shows up in your feed, and as you're scrolling past, it autoplays.
Correct.
Well, if, you know, either they didn't know or they were malicious, just by posting the video, they can take over your phone.
Nice.
This is a major problem, and comes back to my rant about Android. I'm all for open source. I'm all for open. I like the fact that Android lets you do whatever you want because it's yours. But the problem is because it's so open, there's no single source to fix this. And phone manufacturers, you know, I'm looking at you, HTC and Motorola, and some of the Chinese ones, Huawei. I'm looking at you guys because they don't pass along the updates that Google makes. There are a ton of Android devices out there. You know, the latest version is 5. They're still running 3 or 4. And they never get the patches.
Awesome.
It's a problem. It's a big problem.
Of course.
So, the researcher who discovered this vulnerability did do responsible disclosure. He has not published the full details of the exploit, but has given the full details to Google. They are working on a fix. Again, how far down the chain that trickles remains to be seen. However, he has said that he has also found 8 more vulnerabilities that are along a similar vein. So we are nowhere near out of the woods.
Yeah, well. Hack it. See what you get. Nothing special. Promise. Not even any nudes on my picture. Not yet. My picture? Not yet. My phone.
Thank God.
Wade, how are you feeling now that you have a couple of Android devices?
Well,
don't really care.
Luckily, I don't really use most of these for, I think, any social interaction except they're on Twitter, which may already open me up. But yeah, that's kind of horrifying. Again.
Well, and it opens you up then. If they can take over your phone, what then? Well, they can.
Why not the tablet? Phone.
Your phone or your tablet, either way, you know, they can use it as part of a botnet.
Coin farming?
Yep, coin farming. Maliciously attack other people, making it look like it comes from you. They can rack up your data bill. They can send text messages to those special codes that, you know, how you can donate, like, to the Red Cross by texting, and it puts a $10 charge on your bill.
Yep.
I mean, this there is the ability to do some serious hurt.
Pizza emoji to Pizza Hut. The whole bunch of pizzas.
Just start getting pizzas delivered. Wait, I didn't order that.
I think that's the degradation of society right there, though, is emoji communications. Not emojis themselves, but the fact that society is allowing that to be the sole conversation is a single emoji.
That's where we came from. Pictograms.
Yeah, but God, how impersonal can we get that we don't even want to say a word? We just throw a picture of a pizza on our phone.
Smiley face.
I can't be bothered.
Thumbs up.
Pizza exactly. Emoji plus pineapple. Go.
That's my favorite kind of pizza right there.
Is it?
Pepperoni and pineapple.
You and Wade would get along well. It's too bad you don't. So, you know, talking about the Steve Jobs movie coming out, Apple and its co-founders and allies of the late Steve Jobs have expressed their concerns about yet another Jobs movie, mainly expressing that a lot of these movies are downplaying his accomplishments and portraying him in a negative way. Now, this recent book is based on the best-selling biography of Mr. Jobs by Walter Isaacson, who it sounds like Mr. Jobs worked with him in terms of writing the book.
Yes, Isaacson was the official biographer.
Yeah, but even current executive Tim Cook has criticized the biography in recent months, along with these movies. Wait, again, claiming them that they're focusing on the dark side and not being as objective as maybe they should be. But I mean, I think for the most public, a lot of people have a decent understanding of what he accomplished. But it was that man behind the curtains or behind the mask that sparks curiosity.
Are these the same guys who, like, kicked Steve Jobs out of the company, then screwed up the company, and then he came back and fixed everything?
Probably.
No.
No?
No. Okay. They're no longer with Apple.
Yeah.
He probably fired him.
Steve's late wife actually tried to kill this movie. According to people familiar with the conservation, she lobbied, among others, to try to kill this thing. They'll be releasing, let's see, what's it say here? It's a $33.5 million production. And again, it's early release this Friday for a major release, in a couple weeks. So, you know, movies come out to entertain, but when they're about someone who is real and in our lifetime, you're going to have people that come out and express their opinions because it either doesn't represent them the way they want it to, or shows a side of them that they didn't know or that they don't want the public to know. So,
anyway. Oh, and it's very hard in a 2.5-hour movie to portray a complete picture.
Yes.
Yes.
You know? I mean, what are you going to concentrate on?
Yeah.
And, you know, we can use the age-old analogy of the blind man and the elephant. So I didn't know the guy personally, but was Steve Jobs a family man? Yes. Was Steve Jobs an asshole? Yes.
Language. My lord.
Was he a visionary? Yes. Could he be a jerk? Well, which of us does that not apply to, and which attributes are you going to play up?
Yeah, I mean, you can try to do balance, and I think maybe the movie will attempt at that based on some of the trailers that I've seen that show, you know, maybe the angry dark side, but also definitely some redeeming aspects as well. But without seeing it, you know, I can only go off of the trailers and some of the things written at the moment.
So, of all the movies that have come out and documentaries and TV specials and whatever else, to my knowledge, this is the only one that Steve Wozniak, who is the other or one of the three Apple founders, has been involved in. So, in my mind, that lends a measure of credibility.
Sure. The filmmakers did say that what they've done with the movie does fall within the bounds of artistic license. So,
sure,
there's going to be some sort of give and take going on here. You know, it's
still a movie.
It's still a drama. It's still a movie. It's not a documentary. So, you're going to have some gray area. And you just have to go in knowing that, you know, you're not going to come out of this movie feeling like you grew up with Steve Jobs and you know everything about his life. You're going to,
right,
you know, come out of it thinking that it was either a well-told or poorly told story about the life of a man, yeah, plain and simple.
But the thing is, this is always the catch-22, is if you make, I don't know, a mess about something, especially on the internet, that will only serve to bring it into the forefront more and more and more. Don't talk about it, and it'll go away faster.
Yeah, so these people that are upset about this movie or criticizing it, they're actually only working to promote the movie to get people to go see it, to see how good and or bad it does depict Steve, along with, you know, his life accomplishments and from a story perspective. So it's like Wade said, you know, you want to be confrontational, you want to express your views and say this isn't right, but when you do that about something, really you're just fanning the fire that's fueling it.
Right there, people say, when Garrett just said, when people say it's not right, people will go and see why it's not right.
Yeah. So, that's a thing.
Well, going on from that, Garrett, you like the Far Cry games, right?
I have enjoyed the last two that I played.
Well, they came out with another one, planning to come out with another one.
Announced?
It was leaked by the Turkish IGN.
Oops.
But after that, they decided to release the trailer. This comes out as Far Cry Primal. This is another standalone expansion, much like the Far Cry Blood Dragon.
Okay.
Was initially. And this takes place back in the more tribalistic.
Oh, it's not even version. Tribalistic. It's like saber-toothed tigers and woolly mammoth. This is like Neanderthal type. Dawn of Homo sapien, per se.
Yep. So, I mean, this is a setting we, at least I, have not seen before.
Some of these graphics, I mean, the Far Cry graphics are typically pretty good. Some of these images look amazing.
Yeah.
Is it going to be a next-gen console game?
Well, actually, I do have it.
If it's a standalone expansion to Far Cry 4, it shouldn't be.
It will be on the Microsoft Windows, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One.
So, yes. Damn it.
So, yes.
Screw and you Windows, guys, though. Ubisoft. You keep coming out with games that I can't play.
And Windows, though.
You can get it on Windows. Jesus.
Yeah, but I'm wondering what size that file is and how much of a freaking hog it's going to be on the system.
65 gig.
Yeah.
The mammoth will crush your screen.
I can still do that. It's more the video and RAM that I'm worried about.
Yeah. 65 gig is just the initial download.
Look at that background, Wade.
Oh, I know. Sunshafts and...
Freaking awesome. The background image we're looking at is a...
In the foreground, there is a saber-toothed tiger.
More accurately known as a Smilodon. And then in the background, you've got some sort of deer. You never heard that before?
I have never heard that before. Really? You made that up.
I did not.
Well, get on our level. That up.
I didn't. It's one of my favorite prehistoric animals is a Smilodon.
So after this leak by the Turkish version of IGN, the... Ubisoft decided to just release the video, the trailer. So that is on our on the show notes.
The cat is out of the bag, as it were.
Yep, pretty much. The Smilodon is out of the bag.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, nice.
Did you see that?
I did.
Smilodon out of the bag.
The Smilodon populator is 180 to 400 kilograms, and at its shoulder, it comes to a man's chest.
It's a big cat.
You thought a lion was big? This thing is amazing.
How big is that compared to a liger?
I wonder if the all-powerful Google will tell us. Smilodon versus liger. Well, that's not Smilodon, the big Smilodon. Okay, what do we got here? About the same size.
There you go. There's a real world comparison.
Yeah. So the lion-tiger crossbreed liger is about the same size as the large Smilodon of old, without the fangs.
Well, then it's not as exciting.
No, it's not, but it's...
It's got to have fangs.
It's still...
So I... do really like the setting for this, though. You know, it's not too often that we get some kind of different area.
The only downside is they're going to be limited by, depending on, unless they do like a time travel thing, which would suck, they're going to be limited by the technology of that day and age. So you're only going to have
spears.
You're going to have spears. You're going to have a hatchet. You might have a slingshot. You're going to have bow and arrow. And, you know, that's probably going to be it from a weapon standpoint. Yeah.
Think about that. Taking down a Smilodon or a woolly mammoth with spears.
What are you going to take? A rock.
Yeah. You can buy a Smilodon replica skull for anywhere from $80 to $1,300.
Imagine those teeth going into your thigh.
I'd rather not, thanks. Yeah, no. Think of a Bowie knife that's about 5 times thicker sliding its way into your leg. Really rather not think about it now that I've envisioned it. Awesome.
Making sure he's not
sticking. No, so this could be interesting. I mean, That's if I had the ability to play it without any sort of major drain on system, I would be very, very tempted to
play it.
Look into it.
So
buy an Xbox.
Listen, Mr. Xbox. I might. Okay? I might. Some of these new Halo trailers that are coming out. Damn it.
Gorgeous.
Well, I saw a new one today, to stick with the video game theme, where it's expressed that now the Master Chief, the one and only that they've created, that is their hero, essentially is recruiting and now going rogue and now their enemy. The official story is that he dies in some battle, but you play the new Spartan Locke, and you are the, quote, unofficial story, and your job is to hunt down the Master Chief. That's what the trailer said. And I thought, so, damn.
There is a series, a podcast series, called Hunt the Truth.
I've seen images and trailers for that Swip Swap. So, yeah.
Yeah, so it's once a week, it's like a 15, 20-minute podcast. It's dramatized. That is essentially a huge marketing ploy. it's the backstory leading up to Halo 5.
Oh, really?
Really.
Oh, that would be very interesting.
Is that like the Forward Unto Dawn thing?
No, Forward Unto Dawn is its own standalone movie that was used as a marketing tool in broken up sections, but it's that's a full featured movie that's on Netflix right now.
Although I hear that's pretty good and I have not watched it.
It's pretty entertaining. The graphics are really well done. Yeah, they did a good job.
It's definitely worth the watch. But no, this is a podcast series, dramatized podcast series that follows, I'm trying not to do spoilers here, but there is an incident involving Master Chief that a journalist, you start off following this journalist, and he starts digging in, and this is a like his audio notes, essentially, as he's digging into this incident.
Is this purely an audio podcast, or is there video to coincide?
I believe it's pure audio.
Okay.
Yep. And, definitely worth the listen. They're on to season 2 now.
Okay.
Leading up to the release.
So the trailer that I was referring to is in what appears to be a city now in rubble. There's a statue or former statue, like a half-destroyed statue. And in one trailer, you see Master Chief laying up against it. And Spartan Locke walks up and says something about, you know, you betrayed us or something like that. And it fades out to Hunt the Truth, or, you know, hashtag Hunt the Truth. And then the other one is flipped and it shows Spartan Locke sitting there against the statue and Master Wounded Chief walking up and doing the same thing. So the whole time you're thinking, okay, well, what's going on with this thing? Which is brilliant. And then obviously you've got some of the trailers with the likeness of Nathan Fillion, among others, as some of the new characters in the game. So, yeah, the marketing on this has been fantastic. By
the way. They've been out for a while, those two split trailers.
Nathan Fillion and Alan Tudyk and a couple of the other.
Oh, is Alan Tudyk doing it too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
There's two or three. I think there's three of the former Firefly cast that voiced Marines in Halo 3.
Oh, I knew Alan Tudyk did voice in previous ones.
Yep. Were motion captured for ODST.
Okay.
Like their actual characters in the game. And now they're back doing voices for 5.
Nice.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I was just looking at, I just did a search for Halo 5 and Firefly, and I'm just getting some pictures of both kind of crossing over a little bit, but it doesn't stay all that true because it's showing all sorts of other stuff.
But buy an Xbox.
Listen, shut your mouth, okay? I might, but you keep pushing me and I'll resist.
This podcast is not endorsed by Microsoft.
Or Google.
Or Google.
That's right.
Or Apple.
Or Apple.
Or Sony.
Or Tesla.
Or Tesla.
Yet.
Although we would like
Elon. I'll have my people Tesla, call your people.
Marketing deal? Call me.
That's right. Brad, back to you.
So, that was fun. Now to bring us back down.
Kay. Damn you.
I know.
Curse you.
T-Mobile customers, which thankfully we are not.
Yes.
Okay, good. We're sitting pretty now.
We're
sounds
okay,
like a good setup for my next topic, though.
T-Mobile customers, if you have applied for a T-Mobile phone plan within the last 2 years, anything that may have required a credit check, you're in trouble.
You're boat.
15 million T-Mobile customers and potential customers, so not only those that have service, but those that applied and were denied service, have had their data leaked, but not from T-Mobile directly. The leak comes directly from the credit monitoring agency Experian.
That's huge.
Like, the worst place to have a leak. The last place you would ever want a leak. And they've been breached.
For those who don't deal in the credit industry, Experian is typically the number one referred credit monitoring group that finance companies use when you want to apply for any sort of a loan.
Yes.
They're the number one. Until now.
In short, yeah. What we're saying is share this podcast as much as possible so you don't have your credit score affected.
That's right.
Because we are doing a public service announcement here.
And if you don't share the podcast, we will hack your credit information through Experian.
It's on your heads.
Can I say that?
No, you cannot say that.
I can't say that. Never mind. No, redacted.
No. Yeah, legal just called. They're not happy.
Experian just called. They're not happy.
So this is way beyond serious.
No, this is scary serious. This isn't just, hey, watch out. This is, oh, crap.
This is buy to your house stuff.
This is keys to the farm. You know, not only, well, I mean, I'm at a loss for words to try and describe this. This is the central repository, or one of the three central repositories that has everything about you.
Everything about everyone. Everything.
NSA is
names, addresses, social security, birthdays, identification numbers, your credit history.
Any alias, legal alias you've had, so maiden names, married names, whatever.
Previous addresses.
In short,
anything
they are
and everything
you.
About you. Yes.
Yes.
If you wanted to do any kind of identity theft and impersonation, you now have it all.
Yeah.
Everything. So here's the kick in the pants. Okay. As if that isn't bad enough.
It gets worse.
It gets worse. So Experian has this breach, 15 million credit records leaked. Part of their mitigation plan? Hey, we've announced it. We're not hiding this. We've been hacked. Here's the problem. Part of our solution, we will sign you up for 2 years of credit monitoring through Experian. Yeah, because now I trust you.
So how about, what's that debt or that LifeLock? Yeah, I'm
LifeLock.
How about you pay for LifeLock that isn't affiliated with you? How
sounds
about you do
as much
that?
As Jennifer Lawrence trusts iCloud.
That's
<Not anymore.
laughs> that was a thing. We're not going to talk about that though. If you want to know more, feel free. You may not like what you find though.
Or you might, actually.
Or you might. It's not suitable for work. It's not suitable for most things.
Yes. So,
feel free.
Steps going forward. Get in touch with the other two credit bureaus. The other two being TransUnion and Equifax. If you are affected by this data breach, then you want copies of your credit reports from the other two agencies.
Pay the money, and get a legit one, not some free website.
Well, you're actually entitled to a free one, one free from each of the three per year. You're entitled to.
There you go.
But you may want to keep an eye on this more than just once a year. Be aware that your credit reports, and we're doing a serious public service announcement now, your credit reports don't always match up. Not every creditor, you know, credit card, loan, whatever, they're not required to report to all three.
Correct.
Most of the time they do, but they don't have to. So, you know, if one of them's missing a credit card and the other one's missing a loan, that's not that big of a deal. But they should approximate each other. They should be fairly close within a couple of accounts. So keep an eye on TransUnion and Equifax, and if you start getting weird credit requests, weird accounts start showing up, then that's a problem. But thankfully, this, well, so far that we know of, this is only an issue if you have done any dealings with T-Mobile in the last 2 years.
And monitor your bank activity, too.
Yes. Because they have the keys to the kingdom.
Yeah.
This makes you know, the previous ones we've covered with Blue Cross and Ashley Madison, this makes them all pale in comparison.
Yeah. One's embarrassing. One can actually ruin your life. Yes. We'll let you decide which one that is. We're not your mother. We're not your parents. We're going to tell you what you should do. Well, we're going to tell you what you should do.
Like,
but we're
to
not
going to
make you do it. It's kind of on you. Well, from one...
Blunder.
Blunder's a good one. wireless carrier to another. I want to talk a little bit about my glorious experience with AT&T this weekend, as earlier teased. That's what the news does with their stuff, right? Wait till 11 o'clock for the story you actually care about.
Then we're going to do that in three stories in.
That's right. So sorry. We're now the nightly news. Sue us.
At least we're not Fox.
So we've talked, obviously, about Wade and I upgrading our devices. I had went from the Samsung S4 Active to the 6 Edge Plus. Wade defected from the might of Apple to the clutches of Samsung with the Note 5 along with a tab.
Dude, I'm still finding, like, quality of life improvements on my phone. It's like, yo, there's traffic on the freeway. Take an alternate route. Thanks.
See what happens with modern technology? So when we upgraded...
And now you come complete with all those vulnerabilities.
That's right. You're welcome. So when we got the phones, we were told that with the upgrade, we were going to be put onto the AT&T Next payment plan for the device at the price that we had decided. But with that, going to a Next plan, we would get a $25 discount on that line off the $40 normal, whatever. So we're thinking, fine, good. Wade, I think, opted for a $25 price for this for his phone, so it should be a wash. Mine a little bit more, so I'm factoring in, you know, the difference. Great. Well, I get my bill on Friday, and it was double of what it was previously. That didn't sit well with me. It was not a happy camper. So I called him up, and I talked to a very nice... customer service representative, of which I was not my most pleasant.
What was her name?
That's between me and AT&T.
Was it of a different ethnicity?
No. Not the first one. Not the second one, really. I mean, you could argue, but that's not really the point.
You know where I'm going with this.
They were apparently American reception worker phone operators, okay? So the first gal I had forcefully expressed my distaste for the situation, and she had removed the $70 of upgrade fees. One of them was on your tab that shouldn't have been there in the first place. That was $45. But they charge you a $15 upgrade fee when you're eligible to upgrade.
Correct.
Because they can. Really no other rhyme or reason behind it.
Correct.
That's like Verizon.
The first gal tried to tell me that it was because they have to upgrade the technology on their towers. And I said, you're full of it, because there's no reason my one device needs you to go to a tower and upgrade something. So I reject your crap response. So she got some money off of my plan. That brought it down to the 190-ish. So I said, okay, well, I want to talk to somebody about canceling my my account then. So she transferred me over to, they have a customer, essentially retention, a customer department. Retention group, yeah, mm-hmm. Yes. That has a little bit more authority to make you happy. So I talked to this gal, very nice person. I believe she did everything within her power to do. She was able to remove $10 from my month-to-month bill. She gave me a one-time credit of $25. And I said, you know what would make me really happy is we both our phones have the wireless charging capabilities. I want another wireless charger for my phone. She had to talk to her manager. She looked online. She didn't have any in her inventory. So she credited me $50 because that's how much they go for. So this bill I got down to way cheaper than even my previous bill was. But I said, you know, I think you've done the best you can do, but I think that you have limits, and I'd like to talk to your manager. I said, okay, well, they're on the phone with another call, an escalation. I can give them your number, and they can call you back. I said, great, do that. Never got a call back. So that was not awesome. So I got a text survey from AT&T. You answer a few little questions here and there. And one of the questions was, how many times did you call to get your problem resolved? One for one call, two for many calls, or three for still not resolved? I had answered three. They asked how likely you were to recommend AT&T. I gave it a solid five. I'm not going to say run the other way, but I'm not going to say definitely you need to sign up now. I don't think any of these wireless companies deserve that. Definitely the second one. I'm sure one or two probably need the first one. And they asked for notes, and I said, well, I was told I was going to get a call back from manager, and I didn't. Well, Monday, I got a text from a survey reviewer who said they saw my survey and were going to call me promptly, and did. Talked to them for a little while. Didn't sound like there was much she could do, but she did supposedly lower my monthly plan by another $10. And apparently this is not something that they offered everybody. It's a very quote-unquote exclusive offering to the customers they want to keep. And when I've been with them for 10 years, I think I have a little bit of leverage to say, what are you going to do for me? You know, when they're offering $300 of accessories to people that join AT&T, hey, what are you doing about the guy who's been with you for 10 years? So that happened. Now, I'm curious to see in my next bill, which is 20 days away, how many of these talks actually held up, or if I have to call them again. But, yeah, talking to AT&T, good times.
Isn't it, though?
I always find it funny how quick they can give stuff away. You know, they try to sell you on, well, you know, we really can't, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, I got $170 taken off my bill this period. Mm-hmm. And my monthly charge is reduced by at least $20 for future periods, so they say. Now, a big portion of this was I was actually already getting that $25 discount that we talked about earlier on our plan prior to upgrading. So when they sold us on the new devices, they didn't look at our plan close enough to see we were already getting that discount. And so being a little bit misled, we bought into the new devices, not knowing that we were going to be paying that full device charge because the discount was already in effect. Mm-hmm. So that was a big hang up for us, and that was a big point of my statements with AT&T, because they asked for your number, they asked for you to input your last four of your social, they see your account, they should inform you completely at time of transaction. Mm-hmm. So I guess my point there is when you have an issue with these companies, Verizon's no different. don't be afraid to get frustrated and call them and more or less demand that you're taken care of. They will, if you've been with them long enough or you threaten to jump ship, they will
bend the knee.
They'll do whatever they can to keep you within some degree of limits. Obviously, every company has some limits involved.
Right.
So, but yeah, my AT&T story.
Wonderful.
You know, I've come to the realization that most of these major companies, be it cell phones, be it landlines, be it airlines, the days of picking the good one have gone.
Correct.
Now you pick the least bad one.
Correct.
Now, think about this. If they're so, how do I say this, air quotes, easy to give away stuff, it means they're actually holding services from you.
Well, yeah. If they can give me a $20 discount on my monthly plan, why isn't that just the service you offer to everybody?
Exactly.
If you can throw away $70 of upgrade fees, why charge them in the first place? Here's why.
Because people will pay.
Too many people pay it, then argue about it, and it's too profitable for them not to. If everyone called and complained about it, then they'd stop doing it. But not enough people do.
And they have shareholders that they answer to, not customers, shareholders.
Yeah.
That they have a duty to earn as much money as they can.
Correct. Under any means necessary.
But just think about it. Think of how many companies you are a client of and what you could get out of them by being cross.
Oh, it's amazing. Because too many people these days, we're getting a little long here, and sorry.
Sorry. I just thought about this.
But too many people are so non-confrontational, and I raise my hand. I am far less confrontational than I would like to be and think I should be. And there are people that are even more, dare I say, mousy than myself, that would be too afraid to call up and talk to somebody like that directly and as forceful as I was. The first gal I talked to was trying to make small talk, and I just shut her down every time. Big plans this weekend? No.
Talking to you.
You know, I just... You don't have to engage in conversation. You don't have to be friends with these people. You're calling for a purpose. Hold to your guns on it. But people are so engrossed in their phones, they don't interact with people, and they don't know how to, and then they are too soft.
There's people?
What? No, that's just an emoji on your phone. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Had me worried there.
I know. But I think that does it for us. We've exceeded the hour mark. We thank you for listening, as always. Do follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/abundance.not, and at Twitter, @abundancenot, along with @AAONCWAL for Wade.
Yep.
For all pictures the goodness there.
Pictures are up of the GG in LA.
Anything else, Brad?
Yeah, like us on Facebook. We're
still there. We
could use a few more likes on Facebook.
There we go. Not to forget that at the 500 follower mark, we will be doing a $50 giveaway. So keep sharing us and keep a lookout for that.
Now, my offer still stands for streaming. How far are we?
We are at the 370 mark, I believe. Let's just pull that up real quick. 370 on the dot. Wow. I deserve a piece of cake for that.
Well, we have some.
There we go.
It's a lie.
But in any cases,
it is a lie.
Keep on gaming.
That's a wrap.
Take care.